Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your journey. Your faith ain't never strong.
Up Amy Church Gospel Radio Station. We praise the Lord. The Lord is so worthy to be praised. We now have our Gospel Choir concert. We will have bass choirs all around singing praises to the Lord. See what we have, what she sent for us today.
Today our scripture will come from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. May God add a blessing to the hearers as well as those who do his word. Thank you.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you repenting of all of our sins and transgressions, those sins we have committed and omitted against you. Forgive us now, Lord. We come thanking you for all you've done. We thank you for your word, which is life. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has kept us in this pandemic season and beyond. We ask that you continue protecting us from all harm and danger. Lord, you know the thoughts and plans that you have for us. Help us to trust in you always and not lean on our own understanding, knowing with full assurance that you will lead and guide us into what is right, prosperous, and purposeful. Father God, help us to stand, therefore, knowing that we are triumphant in you. Order our steps in your word. Heal our hearts and minds. Cover us in your blood and keep us in your will. These and other blessings I ask in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in
Jesus. We have our calls. We don't see his great words for the show. She's great. She gives the praise. Well, now we'll have our mass choirs to get out some praise for our concert. Nonstop. Here we go.
Thank you. Oh, Yeah. Watch me.
Amen. God gives glory to the choirs. We will have right now our Bible scriptures, scriptures related with encouragement. Matthew 6, chapter 34, verse. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. John 14, chapter 27, verse. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. God, as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Psalm 52, chapter 22, verse. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Last, 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 16, 18, verse. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this night, momentary creation is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond our comparison. And we look not to things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but things that are unseen are eternal. May God bless the hearers of his word. Let's have some more mass choir.
Thank you.